robot now? Is it a robot now? Tell me, John Siracusa, is it a robot or not? I don't know, robot or not.
John, we've got some breaking legal news, which is not a thing we usually do here because there's not a lot of robot law, but there is some law that I think needs some judgment, which is this. Just in, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit has handed a victory to the makers of almond milk in a false advertising suit because the milk people thought it was offensive and misleading to suggest that almond milk was milk. And so I ask you, John, what is milk? By the way, I hear that this came up on Due by Friday and you got shut down. So listener David suggested perhaps you could talk to us about milk.
Being talked over is not the same as being shut down. I'll just point that out.
All right.
And being right is not a democracy either. The context was like, let's have a thing about different kinds of milk. There are different kinds of milk. Like, different kinds of milk come from different mammals.
You got cow milk, you got goat milk, you got human milk.
Yeah, don't you love how human milk doesn't get called human milk? It gets called breast milk, as if all the other milk from mammals doesn't come from breasts. Yeah, I suppose there's an argument to be made, but there are plenty of other mammals with breasts.
If other mammals want to come up with their own languages, they can turn the tables on us.
we get the monopoly on breast milk, right? But that's what milk is, right? And you can add things to milk to make different kinds of flavored
chocolate milk
and stuff like that.
Sure.
Yeah, those are all milks, right? But if the context is, let's do a challenge where we all drink different kinds of milk, and you start saying almond milk, soy milk, and I'm like, all right, wait a second. Now, I understand what the challenge is. You want to test a bunch of these things that have milk in the name that are often used interchangeably with milk, either because you like the taste of them better or there are dietary reasons or whatever. But those aren't milks. Those are imitation milks, substitute milks, which is fine. But what I object to is calling them, if you're going to do a show about milks, there are plenty of milks to choose from before you get into things that are imitating milk. Almond milk is imitating milk. And I'm not going to get into the name you want to call almond milk, fine. I mean, if it's understood by us all that almond milk is not milk, it's like a thing that you could substitute for milk that looks and tastes supposed to be kind of like milk, but obviously it's not milk. I mean, maybe that's what this lawsuit is about, but like, if you look at the ingredients, this is not a thing that came squirted out of a mammal. It's just not. It's other stuff, which is fine, but not milk. So almond milk is definitely not milk.
Interesting. So but you're not offended by them calling themselves milk as long as
No, I mean, like, I feel like there is some consumer clarity there, if only for, like, say you're allergic to milk and you're like, oh, I can't have almond milk because it has milk in the name. But if eventually we all understand or come to some kind of legal or labeling agreement so people know what is in the product, you can make a compound word with milk at the end of it as long as we all know it wasn't squirted out of a mammal.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It's basically a milk substitute. That's what they are. Because they're designed to look like milk, right? They are white-ish beverages that you can drink that will give you nutrition. So they're designed to look like milk, but not have cow milk and not have lactose and therefore be drinkable by people who can't drink those.
And not be milk from any animal. It's like egg beaters. I'm pretty sure egg beaters have no actual eggs in them, but they have egg in the name. And people understand if you can't or don't want to have eggs, you can try egg beaters instead of the eggs. But the whole point is that they don't have egg in them, right? But the egg is in the name. So they'll work out the legalities. And I feel like if it's a labeling and consumer knowledge issue. But if you are going to list all the world's great milks, you would not start with anything that is actually not milk.
I got bad news for you, John. Original egg beaters, first ingredient is egg whites.
well, so much of that. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know anything about these substitute things, but almond
it's all
milk,
the
I'm
other stuff
sure
that beats the eggs. No.
Yeah.
No, there's no
what
milk
else
in
they have for substitute eggs. Like, there's a bunch of things you can get in place of eggs.
Our vegan listeners out there know that there are lots of substitutes for these things. And I'll say, like, bacon is always thought of as bacon, but I have turkey bacon all the time, and that's not, it's not bacon. It is turkey meat formed and smoked, and it made to taste like a strip of bacon, but it is not bacon in the way that we generally have determined it, and that's just, It is. It's fine. It's fine, but it's not the real thing. It's
we should, have had bacon as a separate episode because I think it's super confusing, actually.
Oh, wow. Well, stay tuned, everybody, for our bacon episode coming later.
Robot or not.